It's the Chairman Band of Scorpions, 105.7 The X and the X mobile app, getting you home onto a weekend. How cool is that? And 11 and 15 is open for those of you that go up the river routes. That's huge news. It's our weekending edition of That's Effed Up, so here we go. Woman in Texas recently had surgery on her jaw.
Okay.
It gave her a British accent.
I saw that on TV.
I'm like, what?
And she's from Texas.
Yeah.
Used to have that Texas accent.
How y'all? Oh, hello.
Yes.
Wow.
They can't figure it out.
It's just one of those weird things.
And there's like 100 known cases of that.
Yeah.
Where you somehow develop a new accent.
What's wrong with mommy?
Yeah.
It's not the real one.
We're like a spotte.
It's not the real mommy. New study found that husbands who do a fair share of chores have more sex. Yeah, some lady did that one. There's no way in hell that study was not done by a woman.
Well, we need rewarded for doing good deeds at home.
Yes. Like a dog. Where's my treat?
Honey, I vacuumed. Let's get it on.
Okay, let me eat my treat. A guy who works as a server at his dad's restaurant in Rhode Island recently wrote fatty on some guy's receipt, and his dad fired him for it.
Oh, wow. You don't
Way to go, Dad. Researchers at Cornell have predicted that we will make contact with aliens. It won't be for another 1,500 years, though.
Oh, good. So in 1,500 years, we can finally say, hey, you were wrong.
ET phone home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to come back in 1,500 years.
I used to be a believer in you. I don't believe that crap anymore.
What was the one guy said last week? He said, we're actually all just like one big video game for the aliens. That's what it is. We're like something that they're like playing around with.
Right.
Be funny though, wouldn't it? That would really ruin someone's day. Continuing with That's Effed Up, a guy in Idaho secretly took out a full-page newspaper ad on Saturday to find a wife for his 48-year-old son.
Wow.
His son has found out about it. He's furious, but he's still letting his dad interview some of the women who responded.
Because he's hard up and needs a wife.
He's 48 years old. What? Really? No, come on. Wait a minute. If you're a girl, are you going to return that ad? Well, I guess maybe if you're as bad as the guy,
that's
maybe you
right.
are. I guess there's somebody out there for everybody. Oh. Would you mind getting my son out of my basement? A woman in California broke into two homes earlier this month wearing only a bikini.
Oh, wow. That's a burglar you'd love to have at your home.
I was just going to say, I'll leave the door open. Just let me know when you're breaking in.
Then again, it depends on what she looked like.
Well, that's true, because sometimes if she's wearing the bikini, maybe you wouldn't see it, because there's things in the way.
I mean, if it's Rosie O'Donnell.
No. All of a sudden, Jabba the Hutt's coming in.
Or that lady with the honey boo-boo mama.
No. Where's the cookies? Wah, 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 wah. Meanwhile, the guy in Panama City Beach, Florida, was arrested after someone saw him skinny dipping in the pool outside their condo.
Yeah.
Now, he claims he had to do it because he was suffering from heat stroke. The part that the police didn't understand was he's a block from the ocean. So he could have just taken a dip there.
Yeah.
Naked, and you wake up and some guy's naked in your pool.
That's nasty.
Well, I can honestly say I have done that before. I have done that. And finally, oh, here you go. Oh, there's two finalies. These are videos that you can go watch online. The first of which is a woman who's fixing a dent in her car by using a sex toy with a suction cup on the end.
I saw that. The girl down the hall was looking at that today. Getting somewhat turned on, I think, too, while it was going on.
Trying to figure out what sex toy has a suction cup on the end.
I guess.
What do you use that for?
I don't know, unless somebody else uses it to hold against themselves. I don't know how that works.
Hey, what are you sucking out of there?
It doubles as a plunger.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. And don't text me. I don't want to know.
Yes, he does.
No, I don't want to know.
Go ahead, ladies.
Unless it's a video, then you can show me. But I probably shouldn't ask for that either.
No,
here we
you
go.
Don't want to now.
Ladies of Walmart using it. Here we go. And finally, there's a video out there. This happened. You can see it. It's online. It's going viral. You know, the Cavaliers won the championship. They had the big parade the other day.
Right.
A million people show up. There's a video of some guy at the victory parade on Wednesday eating horse crap.
What?
He did it to get a reaction from the crowd. It obviously worked. He picked up a second chunk, tosses it up in the air like it's a piece of popcorn, and he catches it in his mouth.
Was he drunk?
I don't care how drunk I am. I'm not eating horse crap.
I'm pulling it up right now.
It's happened and it's there.
I think, oh my goodness. He looks like LeBron James.
I threw it on the X social media. There it is. Whaley throws the piece up in the air.
Oh my goodness.
Now, if there's a couple of you Rumspringer Amish people out there that have a radio, I want to know, have you ever tried that?
Oh, that's nasty.
Have you ever tried a piece of horse crap?
It's mostly just grass, but still.
I don't care.
Yes, I know.
It's mostly grass.
It's mostly just hay, grass.
Yeah, and mine is mainly just hot wings on a Saturday morning, too, but it doesn't mean I'm going to try it, okay? Jesus, well, it's just grass. It's just grass, guys. It's a hot wing, Chris. Go ahead, try it. No, not the second time. It's not.
It's foul.
We're going to check Rose after AWOL Nation on the X.